For today, the big announcement is the launch of a brand new program, and a brand new program that is designed to take 2012 and take you as a member to 2012 to become a master at what you're doing. Anybody interested in being a master at what they're doing in their life? Raise your hand, please. So here's what we've done. Richard and I were talking around the dinner table. Actually, we were chatting, going, Richard, you've got all this collateral and all this knowledge and all this experience. We have all of this knowledge and all of experience. How do we create something that will take this whole RAIN thing and celebrate its 20th year so that it just ramps it up to a whole new level? And he goes, well, it's quite obvious. We're going to create this thing called RAIN Mastery. Anybody interested in a RAIN Mastery program? Yes or no?
Here, here.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Richard, if you don't mind giving us a quick overview of it, there's going to be 6 modules to it that you work your way through. And each one of those pieces, not only will it affect you as a real estate investor, but it'll affect you in your business, in your job, if you're a realtor, any of those things. This program is designed in great, great detail so that you become the master in what it is that you want to master in the world. This is like that hand-holding taking you to the whole next level. Richard, please.
I think, round of applause for Don for launching this thing. Absolutely, Don. Thank you. Markle and I were talking just at the break, and he asked me, he goes, well, how did the heck did you actually get to go into business with the NBA, with basketball players? And the best way to explain RAIN Mastery is to share with you exactly what happened there. I was having dinner with my wife and my son, who at the time was 4. We went to Versace's mansion. And for anyone who knows what that thing looks like, it's palatial. It's right on Ocean Drive in South Beach, Miami. My wife and I were celebrating our 15th wedding anniversary just last March. And so we're coming up to yet another, to which I'll probably end up having to go away yet again at my expense, but I continue. In this restaurant, I lobbied the concierge to let me in. They only had 6 tables available, and you have to book 2 months in advance to get in there. I had running shoes on. We didn't intend to go to a fancy restaurant, and we haggled our way in. We were sitting inside of a dining room, and my back was to the rest of the restaurant, so my wife can take in this dining room, the dining room that Gianni Versace once sat in and had his dinner. And behind me was, of course, other people having their dinners. And sure enough, by the end of the night, my son had fallen asleep in my arms. I'd enjoyed my 14-ounce steak with one hand and my wife cutting the pieces for me in bite sizes, of course, enough to choke me.
Just like home.
Just like home. And I got up, and as I got up and turned around, I noticed in the corner was a man by the name of Juwan Howard. Juwan Howard plays for the Miami Heat, and he is the first $100 million contract owner in the NBA. 18 seasons, the former Fab Five founder of the Michigan University's team and such and such. And here he was sitting with his wife. I walked over to him and said, my God, I just want you to know, not to interrupt your romantic dinner, but I'm a big fan, love your stuff. Good luck going forward. He says, it's a pleasure. Your family's beautiful. Your son's asleep. You guys are a wonderful family. And that was it. I walked out. And as I walked out of the front gates and as I made my way and I heard behind me the clanking of those gates, I looked at my wife and I said, oh my God, I've got to do more. That was Juwan Howard. That's Miami Heat. He plays with LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. Man, these guys are big. Like, these were the guys. And if you recall last season, they were the ones who were in contention to win the championship. So my wife looks at me with that empathy. She goes, do what you've got to do. And so I did. And so I walked back through. With a sense of purpose, I walked through the hallways. The concierge had no idea what I was doing. I looked at him. I said, I forgot something. Pardon me. So he wouldn't interrupt me. I walked back up to the table. And I said, Juwan, I've got to be honest. There's something more that we need to talk about. I'm not interested in just what you did on the court. I want to play with you when you get off the court. His wife said, what the hell does that mean?
And what don't I know?
What don't I know? But the point is that out of that, I said, here's my business card. I'm in the real estate business, and I would just love to have a conversation with you about what life after game looks like for Juwan Howard. And he says, you know what? I'll call you. And like a schoolgirl, I waited by my phone for the rest of my vacation. And he never called, and he never wrote. But until a week later, he did. 3 months later, we registered a pension plan for the NBA, the P5 fund, P5 Asset Management. Today, we boast 200 and $47 million in assets that we have now collected and have access to. All because of one thing. Being able to have a prowess inside the realm of being a real estate investor. Being able to invent something out of thin air. Being able to walk into a room and they know that, man, you know something about something, and they want a piece of that. Not just about what you wear, not just how you smell, although those two things work, but what you say and how you be as a real estate investor. Months later, I'd asked Juwan, why did you actually call? He says, truthfully, 98% of the time, I give that card to my manager and we never do really call because we get them all the time. He says, but you were different. He says, you spoke to me in a way that was masterful. It connected and it mattered. And I think each and every one of you in this room want to take what you learn from the work that Don has performed over two decades and continues to, and I expect to, for decades to come. But you've got to make a return not on just what you've invested, but on what you've experienced in the room. So the culmination of Rain Mastery comes down to a few things. So the point is this. For Rain Mastery, the mandate is to grow members' personal and professional prowess with world-class lectures designed for real estate investors looking for the next level. Looking for the next level. Prowess, write that word down. You will not want to forget it. It lives at the core of who I am. Prowess, defined by Webster's Dictionary, is defined as fearlessness, a source of bravery and courage. So if you're exercising prowess, both professionally and personally, inside this conversation called real estate, which you, sir, have elevated and transformed irreversibly coast to coast and around the world.
Thank you.
This takes it to the next level. Because to me, the next level isn't just what a man like counsel would share. It's what I then do with it so that my son, 5 years of age, Mateo, could now do for his family and his future. So the idea around this is Rain Mastery was found on that premise. The book, Life Rich Mastery, is the conversation we created, all 348 pages I wrote, and it's currently being used by companies like UPS, BMW, Merck, Callaway. It's been endorsed by Harvard Business School, as well as the Schulich School of Business. So we're really proud of the fact that we've actually tested the material. We've done a couple of test drives. We know it works. So let me share with you something that we don't have a handout for, and I can't send it to you because I know that the head office will be sending it out shortly.
Yep.
Let me share with you the six modules. May I do that, Don?
This is freaking me out, man. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, it freaks me out every time. When we do these seminars and I use this particular backdrop slide, especially in LA, they go, dude, that's cool. You know, like, ooh.
Vancouver too, by the way.
That's true. They're like, whoa. All right. Make note. Number one, module one. This is a six module class. So for those who are new to the room, you'll understand that why you'll have to be here for the next 6 months at least. For those who've been here for a year, two, or five, you've got something to look forward to that's different. And for those who are definitely searching for the next level, I personally promise you, it's arrived. So module one is defining your purpose. Remember the conversation around Juwan? Remember when I said to you that when I walked up to him, he was overwhelmed by the sense of presence, which is drawn from a place called purpose. When you're clear about your purpose as to why are you in this room? Why did you take a Saturday away from your family, your friends, or your business to be here? What's got you here? Whatever that is a part of your purpose. And getting clear and articulating it further will allow you to strengthen your resilience. Write that down. Resilience. Your personal resilience, your personal wherewithal to be able to, in fact, withstand the implications, crises, and adversity bring and press upon you. Said in English, if stupid stuff happens and partners mess you up, you lose some money or the market falters, who do you become? You know, J.W. Marriott said it best, right? Where strong real estate investors are like strong timber, for they don't grow with ease. For the stronger the wind, the stronger the tree. So it's these rooms that, in fact, give you the sense of purpose. I want to empower you with a deepened sense of it so that you can, in fact, empower others.
And purpose provides calmness.
Mm.
And purpose eliminates anxiety. And purpose allows you to kind of move forward from something that I have found is just that you're standing on concrete, knowing farewell that as you move forward, you have that sense of purpose and you know exactly. We're talking about taking the personal beliefs and not throwing that out. We're going to expand, and this is a level that they're doing at Harvard and Schulich. So this is going to be a real brain stretcher for
us
all.
It is. And I'll be leading these classes, by the way. So in module two, if I can continue, building your brand. One thing was for certain for Juwan and Janine Howard, they both knew one thing. I was a man about real estate. Yes, I may have been dressed quite well, to my own admission. Perhaps I may have actually, in fact, wooed him with the way in which I spoke. But at the end of the day, they left knowing one thing. I'm glad you caught that. building your brand. How will you be known? Who will you be known as? And what could you be counted on? What you want to write here is your thing called brand promise. Why is it so important? Because when you go and meet with people who are about to lend you money, or you want to, in fact, joint venture with people you want to, in fact, enroll in what you're doing, or in fact, partner around, they're going to want to know what you stand for. And what builds up your brand will be based on what your purpose is. That will then be followed by module 3, which is writing your story. And I don't know if about you, but at this particular time, I think a big chunk of why I personally admire Don, his work, and his legacy is because he's been able to, in fact, tap into his community coast to coast and understand the stories he's building by creating both intellectual and financial wealth inside the realm of real estate. And so with that, you should be able to build your own story. Why is that important? Well, do you recall how many times you'd be asked, so what do you do right now? What are you up to? Why are you doing it? How does that look? To be able to compartmentalize the things that you're doing and articulate and deliver it on a dime. Do you want to know why? Because many years ago, when I was walking Bay Street, I stumbled into my office and tripped over someone's dog. It belonged to a man by the name of Ken Thompson, one of the country's billionaires at the time. He said, you just stepped on my dog. I said, I apologize, sir. He says, what are you doing here so early? I said, I work for a firm just upstairs. He says, well, what do you do? And I couldn't articulate it in a way that empowered him or enrolled him. In other words, I was delivered a layup and I missed. When I left that moment, I told my friends, they said, you should be ashamed of yourself because you should know better than that to know that you should have your 30-second pitch, your 60-second story, your ability to, in fact, enroll the people in your life. Said a different way is, how many times have you heard yourself say in your mind, maybe not tonight, maybe I'll miss this one. The missed packages come in, maybe I'll get to that later. Because when you tell yourself the story as to why you're here, based on your purpose and the brand promise you've made to yourself and your community, guess what happens? You have to show up in the world as that commitment. So being clear about your story doesn't allow you to take a day off, doesn't allow you to play it safe, doesn't allow you to just be mediocre.
No more mediocre.
No more mediocre. That jam is no longer in supply. All right, module 4. Thank you for laughing. I thought that was cute too. Number 4, present with grace and ease. This by far, I have to admit, I was born to lead this module because I was born with a lot of gifts, and one of them was, in fact, communicating. And so I honed that skill. So a lot of people say, wow, how did you become that way? Well, I wasn't born this way. You know, out to shoot and say, hey, how are y'all doing? Good to see y'all. I trained that skill, and all the things that I learned and got to embody, the things that Don embodies and the things that he went out to further master the trades and the skill sets that it takes to walk these planks and share things with you, whether you're speaking to one person or to four or to many, the power to present yourself with grace and ease is both miraculous and transforming. And the reason why is because if you're able to cut through and influence people, that begins to be quite transformative in your world and the way in which you create your wealth. I'll say it in a different way. How effective do you think I would have been with David Franklin wooing him over if I stuttered, ummed, and awed my way through enrolling him to work with me? Very successful or not successful? Not successful, because people gravitate towards those they want to be a lot like. We like to hang out with those that make us feel good and not leave us remaining bad. So being able to present with grace and ease. Is there anything you want to add
to that? Venture partners, to bankers, to realtors, to small groups, large groups, one-on-one. That program there, the fourth one alone, is going to change your life.
That's big. So month 1, month 2, month 3, month 4, you see the trend. Month 5, networking with power and precision. It's very rare that you can put me into a city or a part of this world where I'm not going to leave with the people I need to connect with. When I went to Italy, a trip that Don had to pass on because he was in Italy just a couple weeks before I, so it didn't work out. But I went not just to go and tour the Ferrari factory with my friends and Juwan and my partner Hunter Milbourne, the chairman of Sotheby's. I didn't go there just to go and race sports cars, although that was really cool. I went specifically to go and get Pagani, the world's most exclusive car brand. I went there for that purpose and no one knew that. My point is that goal setting is as much a part of networking as it is about this one distinction that we all fail to, in fact, empower ourselves to do. Here it is. Write it down. Connect. And connection is around being able to, in fact, have a purpose behind shaking a hand, taking a card. So when you're doing it, for example, for the next few hours today, if you're taking a card or giving one, ask, so why are we doing this? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to call you in 6 to 12 hours. We're going to review our opportunities at hand. And as a result, this is the action we're going to take. Purposeful connecting is not like networking. Networking is a lot like, hey, how are you? What do you do? I don't really care, but tell me anyway. And we fail to remember anyone, and they're not even memorable because they miss to, in fact, have their purpose, their brand, their story, and an ability to present with power, grace, and ease. So as these begin to come together, I don't care if you're 85 years of age or 8, this will move you away from being mediocre and being extraordinary, which is why level 6, module 6, we conclude these modules. Series 1 is on to the next level. The only reason why Council and I travel this world together is because we always press each other to do one thing often and always. It's my favorite four-letter word, more. More. That's the only reason why Don continues to do this. This is why Ron supports this team in the way he does. This is why Patrick and the rest of the Rain team do what they do. They stand for you to stand for more. And this is the beginning. Now, with that, I should show you that upon your completion, John Doe is our favorite student, you'll get a certificate of completion in Series 1. This certificate will only be given, and I'm flying by the seat of my pants here, Don, so help me if I say this wrong, but if you attend all 6 modules here in class over the next 6 months, you are handed that certificate.
Because they're so interactive, et cetera, that's how you're going to do it.
That's right. They are highly interactive. There's a lot of participation.
And it's important. It really... Like this is kind of fun and it's kind of nice. It's absolutely critical for that next level, if anyone's interested in going to that next level. The certificate can hang nicely on your wall. You can use it in your joint venture pack.
You can even get a necklace.
What is that guy's name? Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav.
I can't believe you just figured that
out.
Man,
that's like from breakfast we're trying to figure out that dude's name.
You can get a Flavor Flav kind of clock necklace that says, hey, I'm level 1 certified.
Yeah. And if there's level 1, there's bound to be level 2 and level 3, Richard, I understand.
Well, there are. And the major reason why, and I'll put this out there, is because the reality around these workshops, and I want you to write this one last word down. I won't ask you to do anything else but this, that the workshops are designed for it to be experiential. It is going to be about you, not about me, not about me telling you what to do. I'm not going to plug something in and download it for you. I'm not going to plug you into stuff. This is about you getting your hands dirty. This is about you getting your hands into the stuff. And this certificate is really your pledge, your stake in the ground to say, I did that. I accomplished it. Where's there more?
Now, Richard.
Please.
The question is, because I've been watching, and as you're doing this pitch, the arms are getting crossed, and it's the, I can't believe they're pitching something at Rain. This is so not Rain. Mm. So we better answer the question. And seriously, because they all have their visa in their hand. How much is this going to be?
Well, the cost to develop this particular workshop has taken us 5 years. We toured it with Anthony Robbins. We launched it actually in this Coliseum, actually, with Tony Robbins when he was here. So this was the actual launch pad for
How much is it
going to
be, Richard? Come on, that's what we want to know.
And if you act right now... Listen, with all due respect, as an extended member of this family, of the Rain family, I took very seriously Don and Connie's invitation to elevate this community. What we've done is we've actually invested in Rain in such a way that this program actually, in fact, is included with membership. There's no cost. So thank you. So there's no cost. There's no cost. The certificate to print it is $1,000. But it comes framed.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. But truth be known, this is the 20th year of Rain. It is going to be the absolute best year of Rain, and it is going to knock our socks off. And Richard, I can't say enough. When we started to develop this and talk about this, and I waited for that hammer to come down, and you talked to me about my vision for Rain and what we wanted to do. Mm. And when you finally said, well, why don't we just include it into Rain, and let's just do this thing, and let's just make it so that anything else out there can't touch Rain. Let's just make Rain the best place on the planet to be once a month. And that's what we're going to do.
You're right. And I'll share this gift with you. And if you want to, absolutely, give him a round of applause.
Well, thank you.
No, thank you. Well, because, and just so you understand the background of that investment, our commitment is to create for Dawn, and by doing this for Dawn and Rain and the family across the country and around the world for the Rain Global Team, which is another conversation.
Ooh, did you say
to
that?
Give
that's
you,
not supposed to be out loud.
To give you the same gift we give Dawn. And if you want to write this down, you should. I'm not telling you to because I told you I wouldn't tell you to do anything yet again. But if you were to write anything down and it were one more thing, this would be it. It's competitive immunity. Competitive immunity is what you need to create for yourself. It's what Dawn wanted for himself. Competitive immunity is about galvanizing your competitive advantage. And whether you're a realtor, whether you're a real estate investor, whether you're wanting to build a joint venture partnership, raise money, collect, whatever it is you want to do, have and be the best at it. And so what we figured we would do is by building it into the Rain organization, we're in fact including you as the organization. And that's why it made perfect sense to say, this is just included. It's a 2012 initiative. It's a 20-year anniversary gift. It will likely never be repeated again. And if it did, it's because it made sense to pursue that one favorite word, our mandate, more. So, Dawn, thank you.
Thank you. And that's to start of 2012 for you, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you, man. Awesome.